This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So the federal government today released records of the FBI's surveillance of Martin Luther King Jr. Today, despite opposition from his family and the civil rights group that he led until his assassination in 1968. The release involves more than 240,000 pages of records that had been under a court-imposed seal since 1977, when the FBI first gathered the records and turned them over to the National Archives. King's family, including his two living children, Martin III and Bernice, were given advance notice of the release and had their own teams reviewing the records ahead of public disclosure. First of all, Martin Luther King, of course, was a civil rights legend and giant. Why did they need 240,000 pages of surveillance on a man who was not a threat?
You really want to go there?
Yeah, I do.
Our own government was spying.
Following him. Because
following
they didn't
him.
Like the movement.
And so they write 200 and literally a quarter of a million pages of documents?
If I was the family, I'd want all that released. How far did it go?
In a lengthy statement released today, the King children call their father's assassination a captivating public curiosity for decades, but the pair emphasized the personal nature of the matter and urge, quote, that these files must be viewed within their full historical context. I don't know what that means. They also repeated the family's long-held contention that James Earl Ray was not solely responsible, if at all. Here we go.
Like I said, do you really want to go there?
I think there are...
You guys are diving deep down this conspiracy theory train with me, by the way.
There are theories out there.
Well, you've led us here.
That, too, was a cover-up and a conspiracy.
I just like to ask questions.
Sam, you started this whole mess. And now I find myself like, you know, before you even joined the show, I believed one conspiracy theory. That JFK was not killed solely by what's his face,
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Thank you. That there were other actors involved, and I don't mean actor.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to be chummy.
No, we know.
But there were other people involved in the assassination of JFK. Was Lee Harvey Oswald involved? Probably. Were there others? Yeah, there had to have been.
Agree. I think most people agree. I think like 98% of Americans agree with you
right.
on that.
And why can't I mean now that we're what 62 years past the fact, why can't the government just tell us the truth?
Because the idea that a government or an entity on behalf of a government or an entity in cahoots with a government would commit such a heinous act.
Just one generation prior to us, Scott.
I know. My mother was in...
Yep.
Was getting ready to go to college when JFK was assassinated.
The fear is it would spark some sort of distrust that they can't put back in the bottle.
Well, I'm not saying that the government played a role in the assassination of JFK.
Everyone else is, though.
What I'm saying is Lee Harvey Oswald wasn't the only assassin. That there was somebody else. Now, who was that? If they weren't with the government, just tell us, hey, we've known all along it was this other guy, too, and this there was a third guy, but we lied to you, and we're sorry.
Yeah, we lied and we're sorry.
We weren't involved.
Then everyone would say, from this point forward,
I'm not going to believe a word that comes out of your mouth.
Which very few people do anyway when it comes to Washington, but when the big things happen.
Right.
Who's lying? I mean, look at the conspiracies that linger about Building 7.
Oh, no. Don't do this.
But, Scott, if you open that up and you and there is something in those files that said the government lied, first of all, I don't think we'd ever see it because I think they would get rid of that. Then from this point forward, anytime something happens, war, anything like that, people are going to say this is a lie, even though it could be the truth.
But people are crafty, and so if you give them even nibbles of the information, they will find the feast.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, does anybody really believe that James Earl Ray was the only person behind Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination?
I don't know.
Okay. Do we really think that man walked on the moon?
I don't know. Come on.
What else you got? I'm just going to keep hitting you with a very strong, I don't know.
You don't get to come on me when you brought on Building 7.
I'm just saying that's why.
Quick break for
and
the
buildings
news.
Collapse from the bottom? Never mind.
Okay. Here we go.
Oh, we are going to break.
586-7798. Jesus, the Son of God or just a prophet? Sam Stevie, Dana Ryan. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.